Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TBD Adult. I'm your host, Sarah Moore, and today I am joined by a very special guest. Joining me today, virtually, of course, is Shir Sheleth.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shir. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Literally, Sarah and I have known each other for 4 years. We actually met competing at a pageant in 2016. Neither of us didn't win, but that's okay.
It's okay.
It's fine. We're still friends. But we actually haven't seen each other in literally 4 years. So I am so happy to be here with her. And I currently live in the Bay Area, and I'm a student at FITM studying merchandise product development.
Yes. So in other words, she is kicking ass in the fashion world, making strides, being a wonderful entrepreneurial woman. We love to see it.
We're trying our best here. That's all we can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to start this week's episode off, I just want to give the listeners a little background. We are talking about dating in your 20s. And as two women who are in their early 20s and have had
quite
the experiences is a great way to put it. I feel like we, in a sense, obviously not experts, but at the same time, experts.
Yeah, honestly, like that's probably the best way to put it at this point.
Mm-hmm. And just to like get the ball rolling, I feel like we should each just kind of state like where we are, what we're doing, how we got to where we are. So do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Currently I'm single. I am just like focusing on myself right now. And it's just been so nice putting everything into my studies and into photography, which is like a hobby of mine. Yeah, and you know, I have nothing against having a boyfriend, but it's just nice to focus on me for right now.
Yeah, especially if it's been like the first time in a long time, you know, having that moment.
I literally do not remember the last time I focused on myself so much. Like, it really is such a dream. Even in the past few months, just like the evolution of who I am becoming has been amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the whole process of when you're single and finding yourself is like the biggest journey that you really do have to take in a sense on your own, because I feel like you have the most self-growth during that period, because it's like the first time, like you said, you get to really focus on you and your needs and your wants, and you're not having to worry about anybody else or...
Yeah, and it honestly, I think it's such a big leap of faith to take at that point, because obviously, like, who doesn't want to feel loved by someone else? Right. Everyone loves that, but
everybody loves love.
Literally, when it's good, it works out.
Right.
But at the same time, I just think it's a very scary step to like understand, like, okay, it's time to focus on me, and it's really been such a dream.
So I'm in the same situation as you, like I've told you, currently single, have used dating apps, quite the funny story, but we'll get there.
we'll get there later on.
But yeah, so currently single. Prior to this, I was in a 5-year relationship. So this is really the first time in my life that I've been single for multiple months in a long time. Yeah. And it's really a whole new world, because at first it was so weird since I had been with someone for so long, like having those moments where it's like, oh, okay, it's really just me now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also, I mean, let's think about like 5 years ago, I mean, you were in such a different place than you are now, and maturity wise and everything wise, just you yourself getting to focus on you. Yes. Now, I mean, you're in your early 20s, like this is such a big difference than 5 years ago. Also in the world that we're living in. I mean, it's totally different.
Joke. Yes. And I think also one of the things that's kind of funny is, like you said, 5 years ago, I was literally like 15, 16 years old.
Oh my God.
I know. So it's really crazy to think about what was dating at quote unquote dating at 15 right. and 16 years old, and now being 20 years old and looking at and going, oh, so this is what dating quote unquote is at 20, 21 years old.
Yeah.
So I think just like kind of understanding also the differences at both of these points in my life has been just really eye-opening to see that who I was at 15 and who I now am at 20 is completely different, and it's for the better. So
I agree. It's like, and luckily we can both say that everything really does happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll talk about that, but it's just one of those things that I feel like when you're 15, it's just a totally different world. I think about myself at 15, which was also like 5 years ago, and I'm like, I knew nothing. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, 15-year-old Cher would be very proud of where I am now. Like, this is a huge deal. But I think just like knowing that you were, I mean, much younger, mm-hmm. and accepting that like now is your time to grow is so, so important.
Yes, absolutely. And like for you, you've been in long-term relationships as well.
Yeah, I mean, they were never 5 years. Let me put them straight. But you know, they've been between serious, not serious. But yeah, I think it's just really important, no matter how long the relationship is, even, mm-hmm. it's just, I think, important, like, do you have regrets in the relationship? And if the answer is no, which that's the case for me in every relationship of mine, mm-hmm. The answer has always been, no, I don't have any regrets. It's such a nice thing to have because you can't go back and change it.
Right.
And so I learned, and I'm just bettering myself. I think that's just the most important
piece. And I think for both of us and where both of us currently are in our single journey of finding ourselves and finding our place in the world and everything, like you said, is looking back on those relationships, and everything really does happen for a reason. And people are in your life, whether it's forever, a piece of time, or however it may work out for you, they're there for a reason. And if whatever had happened in the past didn't happen, then I wouldn't be where I am now. So,
oh, yeah, 100%. It's kind of crazy. Like, I think about it and I'm like, most of the things that are happening to me now and that I'm creating for myself genuinely, like, would not have happened if mm-hmm. this, any of the breakups, anything of the world wouldn't have happened. I don't think I would be where I am today.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And I think it's just the whole process of coming to terms with it is probably one of the hardest things with being single at the beginning, at least.
Oh my God. I mean, even still, like, I'm sure for you as well, mm-hmm. being single and accepting the fact that, like, wow, it's your time to shine.
Yeah.
Is, like I said, it's so hard to accept, like, mm-hmm. wow, I need to now focus on myself. And both of us are, one, extroverts, and two, very much like, we want to give to people.
Yes.
And so when it's giving love to someone, it's like, it comes super easy for both of us. Mm-hmm. Giving love to ourselves is a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
And I agree with that.
I also like to think, like, for you in your case, maybe like you wouldn't have had this podcast if the world didn't turn out like it did. And
yeah, exactly.
And for me, like, I know I wouldn't have applied to fashion school if whatever happened. And mm-hmm. I mean, nothing significant, just COVID in the world and everything.
nothing significant, really, just a global pandemic.
Just a global pandemic. But also, honestly, just like the fact that knowing by applying to fashion school, working so hard to get in, and now I'm really thriving, is really the dream here.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that you brought that up with applying to fashion school, getting to your place in your life. And same thing for me, creating this podcast, starting this next journey of my life. We're both in those places where everything that happened, it happened for a reason.
Yeah, I think it's just, we're so young and we have so much to learn and grow. And the fact mm-hmm. that, I mean, you have a podcast at 20 is such a huge deal. Like,
girl, it's such a big deal that you're in fashion school at 20. That's amazing.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. No, usually we start pretty young at fashion school. But I think the fact that I'm like able to learn so much in so little time is so nice.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. So to kind of go with dating in our 20s, I feel like one of the things nowadays that just so prevalent in society is dating apps. I'm actually doing a study right now for one of my communication courses. Yeah. I'm doing a study about how the use of dating apps has kind of changed during the COVID-19 pandemic and the way people make connections like other matches and just different levels of disclosure between matches and things along those lines. But anyways, so I'm actually studying this right now. So I have had firsthand experience with dating apps and you have too, right?
Yes, yes. I think I've used Bumble and then I've used Tinder like once. But that was a pretty, I don't know. I just don't like Tinder. It bothers me.
I hate Tinder.
I don't know. It's just so weird. And then, weird. I honestly really like Bumble. But yeah, you know, I think it's cool. It's a cool setup. Yeah, Tinder's a no-go. No. 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
10 out of 10 would not recommend to a friend. Yes. But so for me, I downloaded Tinder, didn't really like it. Had to re-download it so I could get people for my experiment because I needed to interview people for the course. God. And I had to make my bio on the app saying, hi, I'm a student at San Diego State University. I'm looking for blah, 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 participants. I had to swipe right on every single person because, let me just tell you, the messages I received was terrifying. So I was going through unmatching with people who were sending me scary things. But yeah, it was, Tinder's my least favorite. I do like Bumble just because it puts the position of power in the woman's hand.
So, about that, so when I downloaded Bumble, and I was only on there for a very little bit of time, and I had no idea that it's women, like, have to start the convo, and I happened to start this conversation with this one guy, and I think it was just so funny, like, only after I discovered that. So I think it's really cool, the fact that, like, you have that control in such a difficult industry. I can't even say industry, but like industry.
Yeah.
It's literally so difficult. Like, I mean, we both have gotten very, very vulgar messages. I know we'll get to that. Like, oh my God, people have no chill.
No, literally. I think a lot of it comes from like the whole hookup culture. Hookup culture has really changed the way dating in your 20s is now. I feel like many people are not looking for a connection further than like the physical, quote unquote.
Absolutely.
And so it's really difficult to make, especially when you're a person who looks for connections with people on a more serious and deeper level of like have building like a friendship and getting to know them. And personally, I think because of hookup culture, it has changed the way other people have looked at dating apps because of it.
Oh my God, totally.
I feel like people look at dating apps as it's just a way to find something, a quick fix, whatever they're looking for. It's not something long term.
No, and I think I got really, really lucky where like my very quick experience with a dating app was really good because it did end in a relationship. And I think for most people, like honestly, even from the friends I've spoken to, it doesn't end like that.
No.
And I mean, you either end up getting like ghosted or, you know, something happens, they stop talking to you. I think it's just like one of those things. It's very rarely a hit instead of a miss. It's always a miss. Not always, but majority.
Majority of the time.
Majority. And I think it's like, it's cool to be able to experience, to see, like I had always wanted to see what a dating app was like. And then when I got on it, it was great. Except Tinder. We don't like Tinder, as we said.
No.
But yeah, I think it's definitely a hit or miss. Obviously now with COVID, it's like a little harder to go out, meet people.
Right. The whole concept of using the dating app for one specific thing and then somebody else is using it for something like completely different. Like, I think there's a lot of miscommunication that happens between people because you might be talking to somebody and in their head, they're going into it thinking, oh, I'm in it for hookup culture. And this other person is like, oh, like I potentially see myself dating this this person, or I could see myself going on a date with this person.
Right. But yeah, I think it can definitely be a two-way street. And honestly, with my friends who've told me, like, they end up getting hurt on dating apps because mm-hmm. they go into it thinking like, oh, I'm going to go on the date with this guy, and then the guy ghosts them, or vice versa. It definitely right. happens to my guy friends as well. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. Like, I feel bad for them too.
Yes. And since we're already talking about ghosting, I feel like it's just the right time to bring this up.
Oh my God.
Personally, I do not think ghosting is a polite way to end things. Okay, no. Granted, I'm going to say there are a few exceptions.
Absolutely.
If something is wrong, like this person, like something is not adding up, something's not right, you're uncomfortable, you don't need to give them a reason to leave. You know what? Honestly, you really don't owe anybody anything. But I'm just saying, out of like kindness and respect for somebody else, if you have, let's say, been talking for a few months and then out of nowhere you just, and there wasn't necessarily anything specific mm-hmm. that caused you to want to stop speaking to this person, like they didn't cross the line or anything along those reasons, but other than that, I feel like just be the bigger person and be ballsy enough to just be like, hey, like I'm not looking for the same thing that you're looking for, or hey, like, I just want to be honest, like, I don't think we're on the same like wavelength, or just like, it's just not working out.
Well, you know what's really interesting is I think that can go both for friendships, mm-hmm. relationships, mm-hmm. and literally anybody. I mean, the fact that it's possible to, I mean, oh my God, when we talk about ghosting of people that we barely have spoken to, or people who we've been talking to, like, I know you've been in the scenario, like, you're talking to someone for months and then mm-hmm. suddenly out of the blue, like, it's done.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? Like, where'd you go? Or even just a friend, like, out of the blue, disappears off the face of the earth, talking to you mm-hmm. or me, like, and I think it's a really easy thing to do.
Yes.
For some people. For me, I'm terrible.
No, I feel horrible. Disappear. I can't do really that.
And I think it's also, it can be a maturity thing. It can be like just miscommunication. But mm-hmm. do I think it's right? No. Everyone can do what they want. No one has to listen to me about anything. But
right. Yeah. I mean, these are just my personal opinions. Just don't take it to heart.
No. But you know, I think Sarah's a pro. Sarah's so much fun. Oh my God. No, honestly, I think it's just a really not so mature way mm-hmm. of doing things.
And I feel
everyone
like
everyone has their own opinion on it.
Right, absolutely. And maybe like confrontation isn't your forte and you can't do it. I understand. I get it. But at the same time, like, if you were in a situation where you had been speaking to someone, let's say, just let's put a time stamp on it of 2 months, and out of nowhere, they just cut you off. Like, you're blocked. You don't know what happened. You can't see anything. I just feel like that's just not a polite way of handling the situation.
Yes, and I define it as messed up.
Yes. So for me personally, I will not ghost someone. I just, for myself, I know what it feels like to be on the other end being like, did I do something? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
And I think giving somebody that closure by just being polite enough, again, I just think it comes down to respect and being polite to just let them know, like, hey, this isn't working out, or hey, I'm looking for something different than you are, or whatever your reason may be. I just think it's a more mature way of handling the situation.
Yeah. And I think, let's like get something straight. Ghosting to me, and I think you, Sarah, mm-hmm. is really just like zero, and I mean zero communication, not even connected on social media, mm-hmm. nothing, like unfriended, blocked, not talking, not texting. To me, that is ghosting. I think there's a difference between ghosting and like fizzling out. I think, you know, you have people in your life and they, you know, maybe you'll talk occasionally, mm-hmm. maybe not, but you know, you're still like friendly with the person in a way.
Right.
There's no hatred. Whereas ghosting is just like, boom, done, never talking to you again. What the heck is that?
Like, I don't know.
I don't understand it. If I can just get an answer, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Like you're saying, fizzling out is more of a natural thing that happens. Like, obviously, again, everybody that comes into your life is not meant to stay in your life. Like, no. That's not how it works. So being realistic, you have to look at it and go, okay, this relationship, whether platonic, romantic, however it may be, with another person, sometimes it's just like, okay, like, they're a nice person, we're not compatible, but it just kind of starts slowly dying down, the communication, but it's on both ends. It's like, okay, neither of us are really putting in effort anymore. It's just slowing down. We're not really making plans. That's fine. That's natural.
That's that happens. Totally natural. Yeah. And that, again, goes for both friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, any sort of relationship. And I honestly think that is how you grow.
Yeah.
But at the same time, fizzling out does not have to mean, oh, I'm suddenly blocking you on social media. Genuinely, I'm not one to cut off someone completely.
Unless there is a reason.
Because I've had multiple times that I've had to really cut off people completely. And it was really hard for me.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're a toxic human being, like, but it's tough. It can be really hard. And being on the receiving end of it can also be, I mean, it takes a toll on you. Because it turns yourself to think, what did I do wrong? What could I have done better? Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily I've accepted in my case, and I hope as well in your case, like,
yeah,
we are just doing the best we can and learning from whatever we did. But I think one thing before we move on to the next thing is just understanding, did you go into the relationship bringing love and comfort to the relationship? And yeah, no one's perfect 90% of the time. No one is, or 100% of the time. But overall, did you bring love and comfort into the relationship, or were you a total, like, awful human being? And if the answer is, yeah, I brought love and comfort into the relationship, then yeah, maybe it didn't work out for X amount of reasons.
Yeah.
But it's just so important to realize, like, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking about this prior to this episode when we were actually outlining for everything. We were saying how when you are now single, the relationship has ended, and you start having those feelings of, did this happen for the right reasons? Why am I sad? Like, kind of taking a reflection to everything. And we were saying how, do you miss the person, or do you miss the comfort of somebody? Yep.
Yeah. It's like, high key, do you literally miss the person? And if the answer is no, then you clearly just miss the comfort of someone. And honestly, who the hell can blame you? Like,
yeah,
I mean, told you, everyone loves to be loved. Mm-hmm. But you have to really check and think to yourself and ask yourself that question.
Yeah. Because you had made a good point too about how if you could not see yourself outside of the relationship having like some type of connection, a friendship, a casual
acquaintance,
yes, literally anything with that person outside of the relationship, do you really see yourself missing that person for who they are, or are you just missing the concept of having someone by your side?
Yeah, I think at the same time, I think it's just so important to just ask yourself that question and really just become in tune with that.
Mm-hmm. And like registering, is that person, were they in my life for a reason? Or I think there's a quote, it's something like, were they in my life for a reason, or they stayed a season. For a season?
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I just don't know it by heart.
I don't know it either.
By heart, but not that one.
Yeah, not that one. I don't know it, but the concept is there.
The concept. I just want to tell you guys, Sarah and I can see each other via virtually, and she just pointed at her head.
Yes.
I just want to point that out there.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So actually, speaking about quotes that I do like about breakups, I saw this one on TikTok, and I don't know why, it just really stuck with me. I found it to be very helpful. That
we love TikTok.
Rejection is redirection. And I found this to be so beautiful because it can be applied to multiple aspects of your life, but specifically looking at it for like breakups or getting out of a relationship or however it is, or maybe even being turned down from somebody. It's looking at it like, again, everything happens for a reason. This instance happened so that something else in my life better is going to occur for me. And knowing totally. That this one instance doesn't define the rest of your life, you can now grow, have more space for yourself, and maybe yeah. mentally take that time to realize, okay, now moving forward, where else can I allocate my time, love, and compassion, whether it be to yourself or to somebody else?
Absolutely. And I think that goes back to the point of just, you know, everything literally happens for a reason. And mm-hmm. whether you believe it in the moment or not, and it's gonna suck. Breakups suck. Rejection sucks. I mean, not getting into something sucks. Like, yes. that's just how life is. But literally, it's what you do with that lesson mm-hmm. that you, like, take it, run with it. And it's just such a...
Run like the wind.
Run like the wind. Run like the wind. Yeah, it's really cool. And both of us clearly have accomplished both of those things. So mm-hmm. I don't know if we're running with the wind, though. There's nowhere really to run.
No, I'm jogging. Slowly I'm jogging.
Slowly jogging. You know, trying to run. I don't know.
Yeah.
One more thing.
A hop, skip, and a jump. That's what I'm doing.
I can try. Last time yeah. I hurt, like, tried to, like, skip or jump, I think I, like, hurt my ankle. Oh, no.
I feel like that's just a you thing. That is so...
That is so weird. You know what? When we walked in those pageant heels, I just want to say, those were tough. Those were tough. I tried those on, like, maybe 2 weeks ago. I couldn't walk.
No.
It was bad.
Like, I'm going to look back and applaud my 16-year-old self for being able to walk in those. Like,
so bad.
Who was I? Who was I?
You know what? We have photos. It's okay.
Yeah.
I do just want to say that back to, I guess, like, ending things and ghosting and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things I've been telling one of my really, really good friends.
Yeah.
And it's just, and trying to tell myself is, if you wanted to do something, message, text, call, mm-hmm. you would do that.
Yeah.
You would do that to anyone, friend, boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, whatever. You yes. would clearly do that. And that goes for them as well. If they wanted to, they would. Mm-hmm. No questions asked. There is no blurred lines for something that you want. If you want something, you will go get it. And honestly, like, people are going to say, oh no, I'm not a go-getter. Yeah. Yes, you are. If you want something so bad, you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do everything to get there.
Yeah.
Whether it's a podcast, whether it's fashion school, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, mm-hmm. whatever.
Absolutely. Okay. We kind of skipped over this, but to backtrack, when you're actually going from that stage in which you have now been talking to someone, you are kind of at that point where you're like, what are we? Like, what is going on? But I think society, for some reason, has this idea that when you go to ask somebody, like, what's going on? Like, what are we? Like, trying to have that exclusive...
Define the relationship.
Yeah, define the relationship. Mark whether it's exclusive or not.
Mm-hmm. Why is that even a question? Like, I for some reason, for me, and you know what? We've mm-hmm. all been there. We've all had someone in our lives who's either asked us that, or you've mm-hmm. asked them some, or you've questioned it and not asked.
Mm-hmm.
The fact.
Questioning it and not asking. I think that's way more common than it really should be.
Oh my God. Like, it's crazy. The amount of times friends have told me, or mm-hmm. I've had to tell myself, like, wow, are we exclusive? What the heck? When is the right amount of time to ask?
Yeah.
Like, who really knows?
And honestly, I think it really depends on the situation, like, situation per situation.
Oh, totally. But let's say, you know, you're just starting to question things. That's very normal. Very mm-hmm. normal to question things. But what are you questioning? Are you questioning if you're exclusive or not? Like, and it really shouldn't be that difficult to ask. And for some reason, it is difficult.
And I think one of the reasons why it comes across to be so difficult is because for some reason, the idea of asking somebody what we are, just for clarification, makes you come across as if you're crazy or you're asking and you shouldn't even be asking, or like, I don't know. It just, there's this whole notion behind it that maybe you're trying to move things faster than it should be, or, and I think a lot of it comes from the idea that maybe the other person that you're with, in a sense, is slightly scared of the answer themselves, and that's why they don't want you asking.
And not only that, I think they're also, it depends on the person, honestly, but I think they, again, depending on the person, are either going to turn it against you and think to themselves, you're crazy, you're paranoid, where honestly, asking for clarification, like you said, is not a problem. It should never be a problem. And by the way, if it does, like if you feel that that makes you crazy, or if that person calls you crazy for asking for clarification, that's a red flag. That's
a red flag. Run away.
Run like the wind.
Yeah, there you go. Run like the wind there.
In the pageant heels. And by the way, those who don't know, the pageant heels I wore, I don't know about you, Sarah. I have the
Chinese laundry ones. They're like 6 inches. Yep, they're like 6 inches.
Heels. Like we're not talking 3 inches. No, 3 inches are comfortable. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I would run to the wind or run in the wind.
We could run. We could run. Not with 6 inch heels. Thank you very much.
No. Yeah. Okay, so kind of getting to the end of the episode and wrapping up all this, I think that one of the biggest takeaways that you and I have both had in this time of us being single and going back to the whole idea of focusing on ourselves, but really getting to the point in both of our lives where we feel like we are finding our happiness, we are thriving, and we are building ourselves.
Yeah. Just the fact that I am okay with being single is a blessing within itself. I love it. I think literally, like I said at the beginning, it's just, I feel like I'm thriving.
Yeah.
And with school, with my own self, I literally am building myself. And that is something that everyone, I really do wish that on everyone. Just go take that leap of faith, go do that job that you want, go into the school that you want. It's really, and if not now, then start in a month, just start. Like
starting is the hardest part.
Starting is the hardest part. Oh my God. And after, I mean, even during this time or just any time, it really will always be the hardest. And make that commitment for yourself, not for anyone else. Being able to do what I want to do, not at the expense of anybody else, is so amazing.
And when you're single and you're going for all the things that you have ever wanted, this is truly the time to do that and make those decisions for yourself, because you aren't tied to anybody else. You are truly making those choices because you want to make them. Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that it's still such a shock, because I always give, people who know me personally, I give and give and give, give everything to someone who's like close to me, or even not so close to me. I really am someone who just loves people. And again, I'm such an extrovert, but I think the fact that I'm thriving by myself, just building who I am, and I know it's gonna pay off. All the hard work, I mean, fashion school is really hard. I spend like 50 hours a week doing homework. Like, it's a lot of work. And again, for anyone who's listening, if you take something away from this podcast, which I hope you take away more than just this, but one, be kind, like we said, and two, just take that leap and take the risk, because you never know what it's going to help you with later on. And even if in 4 years you no longer love it, it's just worth it. Worth it to take the risk, because you're never, just live with no regrets, honestly.
Absolutely. Also, I'm going to call myself out for a second, because I think it's relevant to this.
It's always like relevant, Sarah.
Thank you. Like I said, because I had been in a 5-year relationship, I think one of my biggest fears of being single afterwards and being in this time that I'm in now was I had not been alone, so I didn't know how to be alone. Yeah. I was so used to having somebody else to talk to about things, or just like share little bits and pieces and things that you wouldn't really think about, because it's just so second nature to you being in that relationship, that once it's gone, it's just like, oh, it's really just me. And it took me a little bit, honestly, to come to terms with, okay, it really is just me. Yeah. And sometimes because you struggled a little bit, it makes the whole concept of when you come to terms with it feel even better. Like, I truly, now that I'm like, I am happy being single. I'm okay being by myself. I like being by myself. I am proud of the decisions that I've made yeah. for myself and getting to where I am.
Even with the struggle. Even with the struggle.
And because of the struggle, it makes me really appreciate it that much more.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, I think of myself, any time that it was hard for me, mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, like, sadness or just like anger, or I mean not even anger, but just sadness about anything, mm-hmm. the fact that like that struggle literally was so worth it, it's mm-hmm. so worth it in the end. And nothing that is worth having comes easy, I kid you not, whether yeah. that's a job, whether that's school, whether that's a relationship, a friendship, I mean, you know, there's a line, but if you want something, you're gonna have to work for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's another thing too, as we're talking about dating, relationships are truly work.
It's not going to be easy. And you know, I think for us both, we both know that it just takes work. It has to come both sides. And absolutely. Actually, one of my friends who I was talking to about her relationship, she was telling me like, it just has to be 100% from both ends.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then, you know, just be open about it. Like, talk mm-hmm. to each other. That's just the most important part.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, communication is key, coming from the communication major. Oh my God. That's my whole life.
Yes, honestly, it's just so important.
Communicate to yourself, communicate to your partner, communicate to the world. Open your mouth and state your mind.
It's so important. So important. She was counting on her fingers then, like 1, 2, yes. 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's just so important. And for us extroverts, it's very easy.
Yeah.
But it can be really hard for people.
Yeah,
and honestly, absolutely. Even hard for us as well.
Yes. Just because I never shut up does not
mean that. Yeah, that's how Sarah and I like get along. Yes. Right now. We talk so like, much. For a very long time.
Yes.
Chatterboxes. I'm fine with it. It's okay.
Me too. I like it. Okay. So I feel like that's pretty much a wrap for this week's episode. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add to share with the listeners before we go?
I think just like feel free to just reach out to me. If you guys want anything, I know you'll put my Instagram in there.
Yes.
But yeah, I just keep listening to Sarah's podcast. She's a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just thank you so much for having me. Oh my God, this is so fun.
Of course, yes. So to end the episode off, as always, please feel free to connect with me and my podcast further through Instagram, which my personal Instagram is SarahRMoore282, and the official podcast page is TBDAdult. And for Sheer, if you would like to connect with her, you can find her Instagram at...
It's SHIRSHELEF as in Frank, and that's on Instagram.
Perfect. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week on TBD Adult.